With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is meeting with President Trump tomorrow at the White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has arrived in Washington on a very important visit to the White House. Netanyahu is scheduled on Tuesday to meet with President Donald Trump. This is the first visit by a foreign leader to the White House since Trump took office last month. And the stakes are high. The two men are expected to discuss not only Israel's war in the Gaza Strip, but also issues that could impact the wider Middle East.
Correspondent Joseph Fetterman reporting. They'll also discuss the hostages held by terror group Hamas and the confrontation with Iran and its regional allies. Also at SRNnews.com, there's been a pause in the 25% tariff scheduled to be imposed by the Trump administration against Canada and Mexico. This after talks between President Trump and Mexico's president and also Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. That pause will last for 30 days. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is put in charge of the U.S. Agency for International Development as the Trump administration mulls the future of that agency. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Rubio told reporters traveling with him in El Salvador that he has been made acting director of USAID, which has for decades administered humanitarian and development assistance around the world. It's unclear whether the move will face legal challenges. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said last week that any effort to dissolve USAID would be, quote, illegal and against our national interests. President Trump dismissed the suggestion on Monday that it would require an act of Congress to do away with USAID. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Reportedly, it was created by executive order by an earlier president. President Trump creating an American sovereign wealth fund, speaking while signing an executive order in the Oval Office on Monday. He said it could help with the purchase of TikTok. This is SRN News. Another pro-life action by the Trump administration.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has gotten the military out of the abortion business. He has overturned the Biden-era policy that funded travel for female service members to leave pro-life states and head to states where abortions are legal for the purpose of getting one. President Trump has been busy since taking office and withdrawing federal support for abortion at many levels. He's restored the Hyde Amendment and the Mexico City policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The European Union is warning Pakistan that its status as a duty-free exporter to the bloc will continue to depend on the progress the country makes in addressing concerns about civil liberties, including freedom of religion. Pakistan is one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth, and its draconian blasphemy laws have been decried by human rights activists for decades. The country exports to Europe have doubled since 2014. This is SRN News. Some good news for Southern California. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says Southern California could actually receive some of the snow that the northern portion of the state got over the weekend.
The whole frontal system is going to be moving south into central and eventually Southern California. The atmospheric river itself will be weakening as it does so. But with the cold front moving through, we're going to see snow levels drop. So we're going to see a lot more expansive, heavier snows across the Sierra over the next couple days.
Areas still recovering from the deadly wildfires that destroyed large areas of homes in Pacific Palisades. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says it's a new era at the southern border. Hegseth, along with White House Border Czar Tom Homan, visited El Paso, Texas Monday to meet with troops that are manning the border. During the stop, Hegseth told reporters President Trump has charged the military with gaining 100% control of the border. More details at SRNnews.com.